This is Jerry Pippin. We are going to do an investigative report coming up next on the religion of Elvis. Believe it or not.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart. For it's then that I belong, and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear.
Now, we've all heard about these right-wing Christian movements and some new movements in other religions, but now there's something new in the United States, the First Church of Elvis. Some people actually think Elvis Presley is God. As far back as 1993, British television reported that hundreds of fans and worshippers attended an Elvis Memorial concert in England and raised their hands and chanted Elvis's name and worked themselves into a frenzy and prayed to Elvis. The BBC religious affairs correspondent Ted Harrison says that Elvis worship is spreading throughout the East. He says that it's faster than many other religions and is actually becoming a new religious movement. Now, this is from the BBC. Many of these Elvis religious services have no preacher. I'm not making this up, just a record player. And mainly they play two LPs by Elvis. One is How Great Thou Art, and the other is his religious album, His Hand Is Mine. Kiki Apopoulos, a former psychology professor in Italy, moved to Memphis recently. She left her family and career behind so she could be at Graceland, which many people think is the mother church. She keeps fresh flowers on Elvis's grave and has been known to have all-night vigils there. Now, in Denver, there's a church called the First Presbyterian Church. I'm not making this up. The pastor, Martin Rush, who uses the name Dr. Mort Farndew, says, Elvis has a hunk of burning love. This is a quote. Elvis has a hunk of burning love for whosoever believeth in him. Another church in Denver is called the Church of the Risen Elvis, and has an altar with an Elvis picture. Observers say most people come to the church on a lark, but about 1 in 5, this is an amazing statistic, about 1 in 5 are actually serious about worshiping Elvis as God. Unbelievable, folks. Baptist, we have Billy Graham. The Church of Elvis has an evangelist, too. Her name is Stephanie Powers, and she tours the country offering confessions. These confessions are restricted to those involving sex, money, and overeating and believing that Elvis is dead. She has a book out called Strange Mysteries at the 24-Hour Church of Elvis. Rex Humbard, you've heard of him, he's been attributed to saying that once when he was visiting Elvis in his Las Vegas dressing room, there was an angelic bright light that filled the room. Priscilla Presley's been quoted about all this by the New York Times, and she says, They just don't understand. He wasn't God. He was just a man. Well, what would you expect an ex-wife to say? Yeah, he was God, but I just had to leave him anyway. I mean...
Jerry Pippin.
And that's our report on the First Church of Elvis this morning.
Just like a willow, we would cry in motion if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me, for who knows when.
Of Elvis. I played that It's Now or Never instead of what I really wanted to play was Heartbreak Hotel, which was his first major hit. We had the Morning Mayor here, Leon Seifert, who was a disc jockey during the Elvis Revolution when he had gone Las Vegas completely and used big bands and everything, got away from all that 4/4 beat and stuff like that.
Really changed, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He had several reincarnations, so I don't know. This seems to be a serious thing, though, this religious issue of Elvis. Who would have thunk it back there in the 50s when I was in high school? You were a very youngster at that time, but that Pat Boone would turn out to be, you know, a motorcycle rock and roll, and Elvis would be in everybody's church.
Thank you very much.
I don't know. You have any thoughts about this at all?
I don't know. I'm waiting for Pee Wee Herman to come out with a congregation.
Well, he has one, but we're not going to talk about where it is.
Right. Yeah, theater.
Right. I have a fax here already from somebody that faxed me about that, and they said basically what I was talking about the Pat Boone thing. They said, why Elvis? Why not Bing Crosby? So obviously this is a senior citizen probably. Most of our listeners don't even know who Bing Crosby was. But I think Elvis and Bing had the same problem. They liked to party a little bit.
Let's see. How close is blah, 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 blah? Yeah, with thank you very much.
Yeah, I think it could be.
No.
used to smoke, drink, and dance a hoochie coo. I used to smoke and drink. Smoke and drink and dance a hoochie coo. Oh, oh, yeah. But now I'm standing on this corner, praying for me and you. Ha, ha, ha. That's why I'm saved. I'm saved. People, let me tell you about a kingdom come. You know I'm saved. I'm saved. Well, I can preach unto you. Deaf and dumb, I'm in that soul saving army.
You are.